Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. And we're going to talk about some unusual ways that you can receive guidance from God. We're going to use one from the book of Job. Now, when you use the book of Job, you've got to rightly divide the word. Everything in the Bible was truly said, but not all of what was said was truth. Anything God said, or those prophets of God, their word is truth. But let's take, for instance, Job's comforters. What they said was not truth. They got in trouble for saying it. So if you're going to preach or teach, don't use something out of Job's comforters. But it is safe to use those things that God says from the book of Job. Powerful, wonderful passages. Or the things that Elihu said. Elihu is a young man who came later and I believe is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. He comes after in the later chapters. He starts in chapter 32. And then also after chapter 32, what Job says, you can go by what he says. But what we're going to read today is something that Elihu had said. And this is the truth. Now we're talking about the leading of God. Chapter 33, verse 14. For God speaks once, yea, twice, yet man perceives it not, in a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men, and slumberings upon the bed. Then he opens the ears of men and seals their instruction. This tells us that God deals in the nighttime with men. Maybe when they're not so sure, they haven't been sitting up there seeking God, or maybe they have, and this happened to me not long ago. I was seeking God in the daytime about something, and he showed me about it in the nighttime, gave me the answer. Now, I'm going to tell you here that we use these verses at Prayer Mountain to pray for the president, President Obama. And we prayed that he would have a visitation from God based on this. For God speaks once, yea, twice, yet man perceives it not, in a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon him, upon men, in slumberings upon the bed, that he opens the ears of men and seals their instructions, that, going on to verse 17, he might withdraw man from his own purpose, and hide pride from man. He keeps back his soul from the pit, and his life from perishing by the sword. This tells us that men who want to persist in their own purpose, and even have pride, they're in danger of judgment and even the pit, and that God will deal with them in the nighttime to keep their lives from perishing. And then speaking of this own man who needs to be drawn back from the edge of disaster, verse 23, if there be a messenger with him, an interpreter, one among a thousand to show unto man his righteousness, his own righteousness, this interpreter, this messenger, then God is gracious unto him, the man, and says, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. His flesh shall be fresher than a child's. He shall return to the days of his youth. He shall pray unto God, and he will be favorable unto him. He shall see his face with joy, and he will render unto man his righteousness. So this person, God can deal with him in the nighttime if there can be found a messenger, a mediator. And we know that in 1 Timothy 2:5, there has been found a mediator with man, the man Jesus Christ. So we know then, we prayed for President Obama because we know that a mediator, a ransom has been found. We prayed that President Obama would have a visitation from God and that God could declare a statement over him that would deliver him from his own purpose, his own pride, and that he would move with the will of God. Now we know that we believe that God did this in answer to our prayers, And we pray that for every leader, every president, that God would deal with them. And it's up to them whether or not they obey him and whether or not they yield to what their spirits. Because see, God has dealt in the heart of that man in the nighttime. And he might deal with you in the nighttime. It says in Job 35:10, God is my maker who gives songs in the night. In the nighttime, you'll think of a song. It'll be in your spirit. Well, God put it there. Psalm 16:7, I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins instruct me in the night seasons. Your reins are your innermost part. Actually, the word translated reins is kidneys. And it has to do with your innermost parts. And you know, your kidneys, they filter out the toxins. So it often calls your innermost parts your reins, because your spirit, where God gives you counsel, is to receive the instructions and the good things of God and to filter out the bad things. So I'm reading that to you again. Psalm 16:7, I will bless Jehovah who has given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. And of course, we have many, many examples in the Bible of God giving guidance by dreams. Matthew 1:20, 2:12, 13, and 19. And Alexander McLaren says, the divine guidance which is ever given to waiting minds was given to Joseph by way of a dream. And so you can have a dream from God. You have to judge those dreams. Brother Hagin said, and I believe it's true, that if you have a dream in the nighttime and you wake up, you will immediately know if it came from God. You will immediately know if it is a spiritual dream. If you have to search around and you have to ask everyone and his brother if they think this dream was a spiritual dream and to give you the interpretation, then it probably was not. But when you do get a dream from God, when you wake up, if you're spiritually attuned with God, you're going to know that that came from God. And then he's going to give you the interpretation of that dream that you have. Bless the Lord. And so we see that light and revelation comes to us. Paul says in Galatians 2:2, verse 2, I went up by revelation. In other words, he went on his next assignment where God wanted him to go by revelation. God reveals to you what to do. More scriptures that I have in the back of my Bible. Psalm 25:5 and 15. On thee do I wait all the day. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord. You know, in practicing the presence of God, Father Lawrence said that he could fellowship God as well all day long, just walking with him, as he could in times of protracted prayer. And we do have the times when we wait before him. But there also is that thing that it speaks of in Psalm 25:5 here. On thee do I wait all the day. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord. Now, keeping your eyes and your mind on the Lord. I love the scripture in Isaiah 26:3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. It actually says in the Hebrew, I will keep him in shalom, shalom, whose mind is stayed on me. So, with your mind stayed on the Lord, with your waiting on the Lord all the day long, you can have guidance as you walk step by step, by step, by step. And he will say to you, this is the way, walk ye in it. We find throughout the book of Acts, we see how these people in the earliest days of the church were led by the Spirit of God. They were led sometimes by visions. They were led sometimes by dreams, as we have already said. And they have led by the voice of the Lord. Now, I'm going to read to you something that This is going to be when the Holy Spirit was poured out on the house of Cornelius in Caesarea. And there was a man in Caesarea, he was a Roman. But he feared God with all of his house, Acts chapter 10, verse 2. And he gave much alms to the people, and he prayed to God always. And he saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, an angel of God coming in to him and saying unto him, Cornelius. Now, what do we see here? He had a vision. He's going to get guidance through the vision. And he saw an angel. He's going to get guidance from an angel. An angel might come and give you a message from the Lord. Now, we're going to talk about, in the next 2 days, how you judge the dreams, how you judge the visions, whether it's an angel from God or an angel from the enemy. And here it says, he saw an angel. The angel came to him, and he said to Cornelius, your prayers and your alms are come up for a memorial before God. And the angel gave him directions. Now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon the Peter, Simon whose surname is Peter. He's dwelling with Simon the tanner in his house by the seaside. So Cornelius sends men off. He obeys what he hears. It's very important for you to keep your heart open, for you to keep hearing God's instruction, for you to obey him. So now on the other end of the thing is Peter. Peter, who never goes into a Gentile's house, is up on the housetop praying about the sixth hour, about noon. And he became hungry and would have eaten. This is Acts 10, verse 10. But while he made ready, he fell into a trance. And he saw heaven open and a certain vessel descending unto him, as it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners and let down to the earth, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth and wild beasts and creeping things and fowls. And there came a voice to him, rise, Peter, kill and eat. And Peter said, not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is unclean. There were unclean animals on there. And the voice spoke unto him again the second time, what God has cleansed, call not thou common. What have we got here? We've got Peter in a trance. A trance, your physical, I've been in a trance, and like you're lying there on the floor where I was, you know what's going on around you, but the other things are more real to you that you see and hear. Three times this came down, and Peter was instructed that God had cleansed things, and one of the things he has cleansed is a Gentile, because Peter wouldn't have gone to Cornelius' house. Cornelius was unclean. And then, while Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said to him, verse 19, he was thinking on the vision that he saw, he heard a voice in the vision, and now the Spirit speaks to him. Three men seek thee. So here we have a vision, here we have a trance, and here we have a voice, and here we have the Spirit saying and talking to him about the vision. And he told him to go down to Cornelius' house, and there you know he preached, and Cornelius received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Been good coming to you talking about how you can hear the Spirit of God, be led by Him. Call us at 1-800-972-3447. We'll send you a great one. Shalom.